Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm so pleased to introduce you to Deb Shaver from Lulu Bunny Home, a super chic, vintage, and reclaimed home decor, accessories, and treasures boutique. A lover of antiques and vintage items her whole adult life, Deb enjoys making handmade and reclaimed home decor for her home, friends, and family that led to the inspiration of sharing her finds and creations with you. Vintage and handmade, she believes, is a great combination. I'm excited she is here to share with us her story and her finds. Welcome to the show, Deb. It's great to have you on today.
Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for having me.
Yes, this is so fun. We used to have so much fun hanging out in the gym. And, you know, I like to be a clown in there.
We did have times, that's for sure.
We had lots of great times. And so much has happened since we used to hang out in the gym together. So that's one of the reasons I was so excited to bring you on, because I've been watching your growing this side vintage find boutique business, and it's been super fun to watch it grow. So I wanted to share with the laughers who you are and what you do. Now, Deb, like me, you are a transplant to the Valley, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
We came from the Northern Virginia area about 11 years ago, and we're originally from upstate New York.
Upstate New York? What city in upstate New York?
A small town called Oneonta.
Wow. Okay. Is it a touristy town or?
It's like, a college. It's a college town kind of in between Binghamton and Albany.
Okay. What's the college there?
SUNY Oneonta.
SUNY Oneonta. Were you born and raised there? You and Tracy? Well, you were.
Yep. Tracy and I both were raised in upstate New York, and we transplanted to the Northern Virginia area 27-ish years ago and have steadily made our way from Northern Virginia to the Shenandoah Valley, which really feels like home.
Ah, well, I love it because I love you being here. What brought you guys here exactly from Northern Virginia?
My husband got a position at Harrisonburg High School. And we kind of also knew we wanted a little bit more of a rural setting than Northern Virginia offered to raise our children. And after being in Harrisonburg for 8-9 years, we wanted to be just a little bit more rural and more of a country setting to finish raising our kids. And we found the perfect place out here in Mount Solon.
Oh, yes. That's Mountain View Farm. That's where you are now. Or the name of the farm is Mountain View Farm, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on another podcast. But I wanted to ask you, too, how many children do you have?
We have three.
Okay. What are their ages?
19, almost 16, and almost 11.
Okay. How are they loving the farm life?
The oldest one is now at college, and she's more of a suburban kind of city girl. The middle one could go either way. She loves the farm. She loves nature, loves the animals, but also likes being just minutes from her friends. And
yeah.
And then our youngest is Chase, and he is a full-fledged little farm boy.
How do you know that? What does he do?
He's just in his element. He runs and climbs and plays and creative play, and it feels right for him. You can just tell. You just see it in his actions. And I think he even has told his classmates or his teacher that he lives on the farm, and he's happy being just one of the farm kids. Even though we're not official farm, we're more like agritourism because of the venue, but he definitely likes it here. We always ask him if he wants to go with us to dinner, or, well, both kids, really, the younger two that are home, we'll always ask them if we're going to go out to dinner. Hey, do you want to go with us? And they're both like, no, just bring us home something. They never want to.
They don't want to leave. Well, that's a testimony of how wonderful it is. So that's good.
So it's like date night for us. they don't want to go.
Works out for everybody, it sounds like. That's good family dynamics. I'm actually liking that. You're into this whole vintage find business. And it's like I said, inspiring to watch it grow. When and how did you find your passion for vintage and antique items?
I think it's always been there. Growing up in New York, our family was avid yard sailors. We always had yard sales. And so I grew up around that. And then, of course, moving to Virginia, and as I've gotten older and the kids have kind of grown up, it just feels natural. It's just, I'm always gravitating to something that's either secondhand or repurposed or can be repurposed, or vintage, antique. I like the quality of how things are made back then. And sometimes if you just give them a little facelift or, you know, change their purpose, then it can be very functional and usable in a whole new way, and be very fitting for what you need it for in modern times.
Wow. Where do you find all these antiques and vintage items? Do you have some go-to spots you can let us in on?
I actually find things anywhere that you can imagine, it seems like sometimes. I find them by going to estate sales or auctions. I have customers who actually have reached out and asked if I'd be interested in some of the things that they no longer want. I still go to yard sales on occasion and thrift stores. Also been known to pick up something on the side of the road.
Okay.
You know, I really try to keep things that I can repurpose out of the landfill. And, you know, just if they have life in them still, even if you have to take them apart a little bit, I still try to work with it.
Wow. Okay, cool. For the reclaimed decor that you sell, are these finds or also your own creations?
They're a little bit of both. Sometimes a piece of furniture might just need a little facelift, either by painting it or sanding it and giving it a new stain color to make it more trendy for what's popular now or what customers are looking for now. Sometimes it's just a matter of changing out the drawer knobs or handles to something that's more in line with what people are looking for. And sometimes I'll take apart things and use just pieces of it to either make something different or by itself as like an architectural salvage piece, which would look really great on a bookshelf or, you know, as part of a centerpiece on a table.
Where do your inspirations for these creations come from? Let us in on how your mind works, Deb.
I usually just feel like if I like it, I will work with it. I like the color, the shape, the texture of something. Sometimes just more simple is better. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to require a lot of work. I do a lot of things that are more natural browns, natural neutral color tones, greenery. You know, it's just, I do look at Pinterest on occasion. I see what others are doing on like HGTV and, you know, some influencers there. But I always make sure if it feels right to me, if it's something that I would actually have in my home, then it's something that I would offer my customers. I don't just pick up anything just to try to resell it. It's usually something that I know would work well in my home, or if it doesn't work well in my home, I still like it enough where I would have it in my home. And so I would also offer it to my customers.
That's really great. So it's really, if you see the value in it for yourself and you can see that it's beautiful, you're sharing that. I love that. What are some of your favorite creations that you've done so far and why?
That's a good question.
You've created so many. I was curious if there was something that really stood out to you or a few pieces that really stood out to you.
Well, I do believe that your home tells your story. And so finding things that work in your home and tell your story are what's most important. And so I've redone some bookcases and painted them and added things to them to make it more our home or in line with special memories of either people or things in our home. I've done a really cool table that was really low. I took off the old wooden legs and put on metal hairpin legs and transform that into a really nice modern piece, which I really like that. And then there's little things. You take an ordinary vase that has a pattern on that you're just not really fond of, and you add some texture to it and paint, and it's completely different and gives a whole new look and feeling for what you're trying to create in your home.
This table that you mentioned, is this your dining table now?
It is not yet. It is barn being used as a staging table.
All right.
But I think eventually it will make its way in to be that or another functional piece. On our screened in porch or our porch. I really like it.
Yeah. So,
sometimes it's hard to let those pieces go, but it's really neat. I like it a lot.
Okay. So you can see it in the barn that you have now on the farm. So if someone had an event there, they would see it.
Well, it's down in my little workshop space that I now have created so I can have a place to work on pieces, also have a place to stage and style them. So if a customer sees one of my photographs on my Facebook or Instagram page and say, hey, I really like that, can I come look at it or see it? Then they can come here at the farm and kind of see it set up and how I've styled it with other things to see if it's something that would fit in their home, you know, in line with how they want to tell their story or in line with their decor and, you know, their style.
That's really great. So you have kind of a staging area, kind of like people when they prepare to sell their home, they bring in stagers that will put it and place it in a way that kind of gives you that inviting, welcoming feel and sentiment. Is that how you have your, it sounds like how you have your shop set up?
I do. I have different vignettes. And so they're kind of areas that are mostly color schemes. So I have like an area that is blue. And so I have a lot of items that are in the blue family that are staged together. And then I have, you know, more of the browns, neutral tones, black. And then I have a green kind of chippy vintage boxwood greens and some other more natural and organic things that go with that vignette. And so when people come, they can actually see how things are staged. It's not just one vase or one table. They can see how I have it styled and maybe they can feel like they can do the same thing in their home once they actually see how it's kind of put together.
I really enjoy how you have that set up. And for people that may be newer to vintage finds and or want to create something of their own and give it a try and play around and experiment with this, what would be some basic tips that you would recommend? I'm hearing and sensing maybe color scheme is one way to go. What other ideas or tips can you share with the laughers about playing around with that?
Well, I would say don't feel like you have to be a perfectionist. We often see that things are just beautiful if they're perfectly imperfect. Mm. And just like us humans, we're imperfect, and that's really okay. Kind of the vintage farmhouse rustic vibe is perfectly imperfect. There's no, you know, necessarily all smooth lines. You know, the vintage items tend to be an antique, even, you know, that might be worn, to, you know, and that kind of like a table could be really worn on one end. And that tells its story of how that was the end that someone's grandfather or great grandfather might have sat at every evening for 50 some years. And so that's why that is worn. I have a farmhouse table that you can tell by the bottom of it, where the family would put their feet on the bottom part of the legs. And you can see how worn it is from years and years and years of a family sitting at that table, and they put their feet up on the parts of the base and has worn it away. And so that's really kind of special to see that and know that it actually looks really beautiful that way. And it's not perfect from like a big box store. But as far as tips, again, biggest thing is try not to take yourself too seriously when trying to do something. An easy thing to do, if you're looking to transform a space or just to kind of start with a DIY project, is find a piece of furniture that you maybe don't care so much about. If you do feel like you make a mistake, or a smaller piece, like an end table, small coffee table. If you want to give it a different look, a simple way is to give it a little sanding and either paint it. And that's a real easy change and way to repurpose a piece of furniture that you may not find as attractive anymore. For those who are interested in upholstery, I started out just taking an old chair, and the seat was the only thing that was upholstered. And I took off the old fabric and cushion and just put on a new one with new fabric. And you use to start out with, you could just use a staple gun and a piece of fabric and new foam. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but it gives a whole new look very easily. And then as you get more and more comfortable, then things become easier, just like with anything. And you feel more confident that you know you can do it. If that seems a little scary, then maybe just change the knobs on an old cupboard. You know, put a different knob on it or drawer pull, and you have a whole new cupboard. That would be a good place to start if you are really apprehensive about, you know, trying something new. I often hear lots of folks say, oh, there's so many, I see all these things in so-and-so's attic or in the basement. And I always say, grab those things, pull them out, put them on the shelf at home, or in their home or your home. Use those old things, because again, simple is almost better than trying to make it overdone fancy. If that's your thing. And that also helps tell your story by using those things that were once used in the family, probably on a daily basis, because everything seemed pretty practical back then.
Yeah, I love a lot of things in there that you shared. What was that phrase you said? Perfectly imperfect, or what was that? That was the phrase, right?
Perfectly imperfect. Yes.
Yeah, I like human beings, which we all are perfectly imperfect, and that's okay. At least I can admit that to myself most times.
Everything else.
Yeah, I like the drawer pull idea too. I know my sister-in-law did that with one of her homes with her kitchen. She started collecting all these different, like, eclectic looking knobs, and that, and she painted the cabinets, and then she put on all the different knobs, and it looked fantastic. It was absolutely gorgeous. I'm not sure where she found them all. What are some tips about that? Can you find these drawer pulls at, say, Lowe's, or do you find them in antique shops, or where do you find something like that? Those things.
Fine. Like, if you were looking for old glass pulls or knobs, a lot of antique shops have them. Etsy probably is a really great place to find vintage and antique drawer pulls and knobs. If you have an antique piece of furniture, you know, it's been real popular to add a more modern style drawer pull or knob just to kind of modernize it, but yet you still have the structure of the vintage or antique piece. So is also something that I like to do. So it doesn't maybe look like an old piece of furniture, or it does, but you add a little modern touch to it, and it's becomes very trendy, and people seem to feel like that's refreshed and renewed, and yeah, it's something in their home.
Yeah, cut out for a second, but I believe what you said, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is for some of these older reclaimed pieces, you're putting a new or more modern knob on it, or drawer pull, is it called? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, that's what you were saying. Okay. That's
yeah, really... If you like that look, then it's nice to mix old and new, or keep it all old and just maybe paint it or stain it a color that's more in line with what you are wanting versus something that was from 50 or 60 years ago, if that's not your style or your color preference.
I love it. So when did you open Lulu Bunny Home, and in what location?
So I started about 5 years ago. I had done children's consignment sales in Northern Virginia for a long time. And then we moved here to Harrisonburg area, and there wasn't that much of a demand for it. And I always feel like I have to have a little side gig. Idle long. And so since children's consignment was having an event, wasn't as popular back then as it is now, I thought, well, what else can I do that deals with kind of repurposing, recycling, less waste? And so my husband took me to an auction one day. So let's just go do this. And, you know, let's check it out. You might like it. And I kind of got hooked and started with an Etsy shop about 5 years ago. And then I ended up getting a space at the barn at Creekside Farm in Hinton. And I had been there for those 5 years. And now I've left there because our event venue has me busy enough where I can't be at two places at once.
What?
I need about... And
me too. When you figure it out, let me know.
So I have moved everything. I've transitioned everything to our farm at Mountain View Farm in Mount Solon, and I'm doing either pop-up events or appointments and as I can around our wedding and event schedule. So that's kind of where I'm now, and hence why just created this workshop space. So I actually have a place where I can work on things and also stage and style them and show them to customers if they want to come out and see them in person.
That's great. Why did you name it Lulu Bunny?
Well, I'm not sure exactly why, other than I loved the idea of combining my daughter's nickname, our middle daughter, her nickname is Lulu, and she has carried around this vintage bunny as a stuffed animal. It's old enough where it's not, it doesn't even have stuffing. It has the little pellets that are in it. And she's had this little bunny. And then I thought, you know, I love her little nickname, Lulu, and the bunny, because we're animal lovers, and that's her favorite childhood lovey, I guess. Being home is, you know, where you tell your story is at home, and or you create your story. So I kind of just put it all together, and we have Lulu Bunny Home is where kind of the name came from. It wasn't really intentional. I just kind of stumbled on it and writing out some things. And I really fell in love with that whole idea of the meaning behind it.
Yeah, it's very unusual. And I love it a lot. It's really great. I had to know why it was called that, though. So thank you for sharing that. You've talked about how you're selling the items now out of your venue that you co-own with your husband, Tracy. And it's a beautiful venue. It's a performance and event place for gatherings with gorgeous panoramic views of the Shenandoah Valley. We're actually going to do a podcast interview with your husband also, so we can talk about that. But in the meantime, you kind of talked a little bit about how it does look like for people to come in and see your workshop space. So what I'm really curious is if they are interested and looking at it and buying items, is it by appointment only then at this point, or what does it look like now, Lulu Bunny?
Yes, I'm taking appointments so we can work around our wedding schedule and event schedule. And then I tend to post things on my Instagram and Facebook pages of items that I have available, and people will reach out to me and message me if they're interested. And then we do schedule a time to come out where they can actually see them or pick up the item. And so right now that's kind of how we're working things since the venue kind of takes priority. And I'm flexible where I can work around a lot of people's schedules. So that seems to be what's working right now best for us.
Okay, great. Yeah, you're a busy lady, busy lady. You do events, though, also for Lulu Bunny now at the Mountain View Farm. And I saw that you recently had, it was called Vintage with a View event. It looked super fun from the photos. Was this the first event for Lulu Bunny out there on the farm? Can you tell us about it? Okay.
Yeah, it was a super fun event we held April 2nd. Called Vintage with a View. We invited a live musician. We invited a food truck. We had a local farm come from here in Mount Solon to provide breakfast with coffee and homemade gluten-free scones and muffins. And it was a really nice event where we had a couple of vendors come also participate and sell some of their items that are different from what Lulu Bunny offers. And we had a photographer who did mini sessions and with a really cool 54 Chevy pickup truck that's been fully restored facing the mountains. And it was a really, really nice time. It was the perfect, I just always envision our place being so tranquil and peaceful, and you kind of slow down a little bit when you come out here. And it was so heartwarming to see families sitting on the lawn having lunch, listening to the live music. The photographer took lots of pictures with families, and you know, they got to shop, they got to eat, they got to listen to the music, they got to take in the nice views and just kind of really experience what the Shenandoah Valley offers and how peaceful and calm it is. Even if it is just for a little bit of time, we're all so busy. with the, you know, normal everyday life and hustle and bustle. But out here, it really feels like you can just take a few minutes to just slow down and relax and take in nature.
That sounds wonderful. I'm just wondering why I wasn't there.
I don't know. Maybe you can come.
Next time, right? That's what I want to know. Because see, I learned about this event after it happened. So that's part of my problem. So now I'm really curious. Are you going to have any more events like this in the future?
I'm hoping so, yes. We're looking at, unless we get an event booked before I can pull it together, we are looking at doing Vintage with a View at Sunset this summer. Yeah. We get the sunset over the Allegheny Mountains every evening, and it's just spectacular out here. And then we are looking at doing a holiday event in the third week of November, and we'll do Vintage with a View, a holiday event or holiday market. That's kind of what we're tentatively planning, and I'll post more details once they become official and let everyone know that it's going to be a good time to come out. Yeah.
Well, that is great and a wonderful lead into my last question as we wrap up here. Can you share with the laughers how they can follow Lulu Bunny Home on social media or otherwise to get more information?
Sure. So if you are looking for me on Instagram or Facebook, it's both the same. It's Lulu Bunny Home. And I should pop up right there. If you want to email me, you can email me at lulubunny453@gmail.com. And I'll respond to you if you have any questions or need help or wanting to schedule an appointment.
Excellent. And laughers, will be sure to put that information for you in the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Deb. This has been so great spending time with you today. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you. And I really enjoy that you got to share with us all things Lulu Bunny Home. So again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Dawn. Thanks for the invitation. This was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Lavers, you can get more information about Lulu Bunny Home, again, by visiting their Facebook page or her Instagram. We'll have that information, as I said, in the show notes for you also, so you can check out her vintage find amazingness and shop for charming pieces for you and your home. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.